guidelines to effective prayer life. Guidelines to effective prayer life. And be ready, because I'm going to debunk some of our theologies. Are you ready for that? My question is this. Do you want to see more answers in your prayers? Do you want to see God move more in your life? Do you want to see an epitome of divine presence? Do you want to be that? An epitome of divine presence? Do you want to experience God in a way you have not experienced before? We had the conference 2 weeks ago, and the Lord spoke to me, put it in my heart, that these three things will characterize our conference. Number one, prayers. Number two, number three, some of us have forgotten already. Number one is what? Number two, number three, miracles. And we had here last Sunday, Ivy sharing the testimony of the man who couldn't walk, she prayed for, even in the hospital, and he started walking. And you know, she came to me after the service. He said, "Pastor, I didn't add this, that it was actually discharged." Of course, after starting walking, there's nothing they would need to be doing. They would just ask him to go home, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. You know, and then, you know, but God now says, saying to us, that apart from the conference, that these three things are not just to be for the conference. They're to define us as a church. They're to be the key ingredients of our DNA. That we must be prayerful. We must be worshipers. And then we must not just be asking God come and do. We must become miracle workers ourselves. That in our homes, in our wherever you are carrying such a dimension of divine presence that miracles are bursting forth, breaking forth, breaking out everywhere around you. Amen. I dare to say to you that you are not someone looking for miracles. You are to be a miracle worker yourself. And we thank God for the testimonies we had. But I'm telling you, those are just little. Those are just small compared to the things that God will do in our lives, in our church, in our families, in the days to come, in the months to come, in the years to come. And that is why we're looking at what exactly is an effective prayer life. And that's why I've titled this, Guidelines to an Effective Prayer Life. Some of us love to pray. Many of us don't even enjoy praying because it's like a burden. Oh. And I'm going to show you that it doesn't have to be that. Luke chapter 11. We'll start from there. Luke chapter 11 from verse number 1. What does it say? Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us what to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Lord, teach us to pray. You know, as meaning that they must have seen that John, they must have seen that, but the disciples of John taught them to pray. And in the same way, we want you to teach us to pray. So they went to him, "Lord, teach us what? Pray. Teach us what?" What did he say to them? "Teach us how to pray." Teach us what? How to pray. Teach us what?
How to pray.
Teach us what?
How to pray.
Teach us what?
How to pray.
Teach us what? Teach us what?
How to pray.
He did not say teach us how to pray. He said teach us what? To pray. What is different between the two? It came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he sees that one of the disciples said to him, "Teach us, Lord, teach us to pray." Not how to pray. What is the difference? Teach us to do it. Not give us the principles. not the principles. Teach us to do it. We've seen in your life there's something about your prayer life. They saw the pattern of his prayers. They saw that he would go to pray. In fact, he warned them earlier. Luke did not record it, but Matthew recorded it, where he said, do not be like the Pharisees. They love to walk. They love to pray. Where? In fact, I think some of the records actually had it, that some of the Pharisees will get people who blow trumpets. To attract the attention of other people, and then they will start to pray. So don't be like them, because hypocrites love to pray. They love to pray in the open. They love to show off. Is he saying that we shouldn't pray in the open? How about corporate prayers? What are you saying? That there must be something about your prayers more than the fact that people will want the acclaim of men. If all you say, oh, do you know, I spent 2 hours in praying yesterday, and you say, wow, you've already received your reward. Because it's not about the time you spent in prayers, but there's much more. Lord, teach us to pray. There were 3 things that they saw in his life. Number one, they saw the pattern. They saw that he had made prayers. Is almost, can I tell you that prayer should be to you just like the way you breathe air? It should be as natural. It should be something, not just something you do once in a while, or something you do occasionally, or even something you do. Someone said, but I prayed in the morning. He prayed in the morning. He prayed at night. He prayed all night long. They saw his pattern. They saw that he just loved to pray. Number two, they saw the presence. That there seems to be a divine presence that seems to accompany his prayer life. That this man is so different from the Pharisees that they were familiar with. They saw that he will go and pray. He will go and pray. And then the presence, the fellowship of his prayer time. Number one, the pattern. Number two, the presence. Number three, they also saw the power that accompanied his prayer life. He will go pray and then something will happen. He will go pray and then he will go out and minister to the crowd. He will go and pray and then things were happening. Prayer was not a routine for him. Prayer was his lifestyle. They saw the pattern. They saw the presence. They saw the power. And they said, Lord, we want you to teach us to pray in the same way that you have been praying. And then Jesus now responded. He spoke to them. What did he say to them? He said to them, when you pray, say what? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Question. When he said this to them, was he trying to say to them that, look, you must learn to recite this. You must learn to recite this. I don't know about you. I grew up in a church where when they say, now, let's say the Lord's Prayer, and everybody say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And what? Forgive us our trespasses. And then we will recite it, and everybody say, Amen. Prayer finito. You know what is finito? Prayer finito. He said, no. Was it meant to be like a poem that you recite? Was it meant to be something that you just, you recite it and then you finish praying? Jesus never meant it to be like that at all. This was actually from the very beginning when he gave them, so to be what? Guidelines for them. This is how you pray. If you want to pray, see the guidelines. If you follow this pattern of prayer, if you follow these what guidelines, then you will experience what you've seen in my life. You will experience the power. You experience the presence of God. Pray in this manner. Don't just pray anyhow. And he started by telling them, pray this way, our what? Father. The first thing he told them was, our Father. And that is the first pillar. If you want to have a very powerful prayer life, the first pillar is this, that what? What is the first pillar? When he said, our Father, what was he talking about? Because there cannot be a Father. You know, before Jesus, nobody, the Jews, were not. They never called God Father. They called him God. It was Jesus that introduced the concept that he's not just God, he can also be a father to you. There's an intimacy about fatherhood. When you say, this is my Father, it denotes relationship. So the first pillar of a successful prayer life is that you must have what? Relationship. Is God just God to you, or is he a father to you? Sometimes I hear people say, when you say, let us pray, say, dear God. Well, I really don't know, especially if I don't know them, but to me it's like, there's really no relationship here. Because he doesn't want to be God to you. He wants to be a father to you. And Jesus said, he didn't say, my Father in heaven. Jesus said, our what? Our Father. Meaning what? The same way that God has become my Father, in the same manner God can be your Father too. Because if you have said, my Father, he's made it an exclusive club. That yes, this is where I am, but oh, you guys, maybe don't try this at home. But he said, our Father is relationship, about relationship. Relationship is the currency of the Spirit. The relationship you have will determine what you receive. I'll repeat myself. Relationship is the currency of the Spirit. Relationship is the foundation to an effective prayer life. If you want to have a wonderful, effective, beautiful prayer life, the first area you need to check is my relationship. How is my relationship? Am I in relationship with him? Have I received him into my heart? Have I given my life to him? Oh, okay. Is God, is good, and is fine. Relationship is so vital in your walk with God. Relationship will bring you into the kingdom. Hello? I say relationship will do what? Bring you into the kingdom. But if you want to go to the further to the throne, fellowship will take you to the throne. Relationship will bring you into the kingdom, but fellowship will take you to the throne. Can I shock you? Are you ready for this? Can you handle this? Can I submit to you that the primary purpose of prayers was never about what? Lord, come and give me. It was never about asking and asking and asking. The primary purpose. Am I saying it's wrong to ask? No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying the primary purpose of prayers is not, Lord, come and give me. God, come and do this for me. Come and give me. Oh, Lord, give me this. My name is Jimmy. Come and give me. My middle name is Mo. Give me Mo. It's not about asking. It's not about, Lord, come and give me. Then why do we need to pray? Question, did Adam pray? You're not asking me. Did he pray? I said, did Adam pray? Okay. you know, did Adam pray? Some people said yes, some people said no. Okay, if you're saying yes, let me see your hands up. If you're saying no, let me see your hands up. Okay, you know. Hello? Can I tell you? Yes, he did. He did. Now, let me take you to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Did Adam pray? Of course he did. Let's go to verse 7. Or verse 6. So the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its food and ate. Let's continue. And so she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Let's continue. The eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. This is the fall of man. And they sewed fig leaves together and made for themselves coverings. Yes? And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, because normally the Lord God will come to them and they will fellowship and they will spend time together. But this time when he showed up, what happened? Because of what had happened. Prayer, was Adam asking God to give me this, to give me that? Because everything was supplied. Everything was available. So he never had to ask God for anything. These things had blessed me so much. Can I submit to you that if you learn to really fellowship with him, your asking and asking and asking will reduce. Will reduce. Let me give you the picture of a son. And a child coming to the parent and say, Mom, you know, and I've just come to spend time with you. I've just come. Is there anything you want me to do? Can I do this for you? And I've just come. I'm just here spending time with you. You know, after a bit of chatting, whatever, naturally, you will also want to know, is there anything that I can do for you? But the one that shows up all the time, give me your braid, you know. Give me your, this one. This jacket is fine. Can I have it too? By the time he shows up again, you're already getting ready. Thank God that God is a good God. Amen. Can we say God is a good God? God is a good God. Learn to just go to him and just tell him, Lord, you are so good. You are so wonderful. And that would take me to the next pillar. If you want to have a very powerful relationship, let's go to the next one. Next pillar, Luke 11, verse number 2. It came to pass as he was praying. So he said to them, when you pray, say what? Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be, what does that mean? Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Pillar number 2. Learn to spend time in what? Praising, worshiping, and thanking him. Go before him. You know, it's like saying, I will enter his gate. Do you know that psalm? I will enter his gates. We were thanksgiving. I will enter his court. I will say, this is what? That the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Do you spend a lot of your prayer time just praising and worshiping and just blessing his name? You know, sometimes things will happen. Stuff will occur. We desire this. We desire that. And the rest of it like that. The enemy wants you to be down. He wants you to be weighed down by the circumstances that you face. But one of the ways to turn it around is what? You learn to praise him. You learn to give him praise. You learn to worship him. Why? Because, praises. When your praises go what? Go up. His presence will what? And God loves to dwell in the praises of his own people. Praise attracts God to you. Learn to praise him. And you don't need the band to praise. You don't even need to, you don't need any special, but I don't know how to sing. Everybody can sing, but not everybody should record. Everybody can sing. There's nobody that cannot sing. Everybody can praise God. Are you listening to me? God has given you a voice to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus said, when you pray, pray in this manner. Number one, our Father in heaven is our Father. And one thing that denotes fatherhood is this: provision, protection. Provision and protection is our Father. You are not alone. You have a Father in heaven. Number two, hallowed be your name. This is so important. Taking time to praise and praise and praise and praise and praise. And especially if you're going through tough times. If you're going through tough times, increase your praise. And sometimes if you're way down, you don't know how to pray, praise. Look at what I'm going through. Then it's time to increase your praise. Increase your praise. Increase your praise. Let's go to Psalm 67. Psalm 67. What is Psalm 67? From verse number 5. From verse number 5. Let the people what? Praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then what will happen? Then the earth shall yield her increase. That means let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth will yield her increase. That means the more you praise, the more the earth will yield her increase to you. Do you want to experience increase? Increase your praise. Increase your praise. Then the earth will yield that increase. Especially if you've been praying and praying and praying for some things, then it's time not to pray again, but to praise. To praise. Then the earth will yield that increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Verse number 7. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Thank God for the worship team. We enjoy the worship. We bless God for the worship. But can I tell you that the primary place of you praising God is in your own closet, is in your own car. This one is good. We're all doing it together, but he wants you to do it. In fact, if I'll take you back to Luke 11, let's go back. Now it came to pass as he was praying, he said to them, when you pray, say, let's go to Matthew. Let me show you Matthew. Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew 6. Yes, let's continue. Verse number 5. And when what? When you pray. The emphasis is on you. When you pray. Not when we are praying corporately. Your primary prayer life should not be determined by the prayers we do when we gather here in church. It should be the ones that you go before him. You spend time before him. In fact, I dare say, I've mentioned this when I've spoken to leaders and pastors, that you don't have any authority to speak to people about God that you have not spoken to God about. No sleeping. If I see you do like this, I'm just going to come to you and I'm going to do it. When you see me say, hallelujah, you know that the person has been what? Because there are some people that have been seeing them. Don't allow the enemy to steal this from you. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing where? And on the what? On the corners of the streets. And then when they get there, oh, corners of the streets. And people are passing. They say, wow. Oh, powerful. Oh, prayer warrior. Wow. And then by the time you say prayer warrior, can you say prayer warrior? Oh, hallelujah! Oh, God! Oh, then you ramp it up so that others can hear. Don't be like them. Love standing in the synagogues, on the streets, corners of the streets, that they may be seen. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their what? They have their reward. So that means that the reward you get is when people acknowledge the fact that you've been praying. When they pat you on the back. When you, or maybe they didn't even see you. Say, do you know that the last 2 weeks I've been spending at least 3 hours every day? They say, wow, you are so wonderful. I say, yes. You have your reward. You have their reward. Amen. And it went ahead. Let's continue. But again, but you, can you see that? You. When you pray, go into your room. When you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret place. And your Father who sees in secret place will reward you openly. Meaning that your primary prayer life should not be corporate praying. It should be the one that you spend personally with your Father in your closet, in your private time. And let's continue. He now says what? And when, again, can you see? When you pray, when you pray, when you pray, when you pray, do not use what? What is vain reputation? Let me show you. When you want to pray, oh God. Mighty, glorious, powerful, oh, power. People whose eyes are closed, I'm not saying you shouldn't praise him. But what is your intention for all of that? Those who have already closed their eyes, they say, wow. Is your prayer attracting the attention of men or attracting heaven? I discovered something this last week, or maybe about 2 weeks ago. I've known it, but it hit me that God is neither impressed or intimidated by what you do and who you are. Man will be impressed when you say, this is who I am, this is what I do, they say, wow. Do you know if Scott Morrison should walk into this place, God is not going to say, wow, look at who is here. Scott or ScoMo is here. Do you know he's not going to do that? Or maybe Scott is a bit, if Trump. He's not going to say, wow, look who is here. The president, Trump is here. He's not going to do that. Do you know the same way he would treat Trump when he's approaching the throne, the same way he would treat Harry? Do you know he's not impressed by how much you have in your account? He's not impressed by what you have. But you know what touches him? That is why God is not bothered about reputation. What is reputation? Reputation is what people think about you. And we all love to be liked. We all love to have a good rating. What has been the problem of changing prime ministers every other year? Approval rating. They don't like you anymore. Go. God is not impressed by that. What is God concerned with? Your character. Your character is who you are when no one is looking. Your character is who you are when nobody was observing you. Your character is who you are behind the door when the doors are closed. Are you the same before him as you are? Or do you come to church and, you know, everybody behaves when pastor shows up? Pastor is here, pastor is here, pastor is here. Like Jeannie was hearing on Thursday. Or, pastor is not here. Or, we are not in church. God is not concerned. It's your character. Who are you when nobody is watching? Who are you when nobody is looking? That is what God is after. Do not use vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Now continue. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you what? You ask him. Verse number 9. It now says, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, hallowed be what? Be your name. Hallowed be your name. Go to him and praise him. Go to him and worship him. Go to him and thank him for even what others will call little mercies. Thank him. Thank him. Do you want to see God being magnificent? Learn to be thankful for the things he has done for you. Learn to be thankful for what others will overlook. Thank him. One of my prayers every morning is this: Lord, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of sleeping and what? And waking. Do you think you're waking up by your alarm bell? Set the alarm and put the alarm beside the corpse. Wake up by 5 a.m. Will the corpse wake up? It is God. Learn to be thankful for the gift of life. Don't let your focus be what you don't have. Be who he is to you. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Let me take you to Psalm 34, verse number 1. Psalm 34, verse number 1. Last year, the Lord spoke to us, let your praises be more than your prayers. But how many of us allowed our praises to be more than our prayers? How many of us will get to him and start to just dance and bless the name of the Lord? He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Do you remember the song? I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I was made to bless your name. I will proud your name forever. I will shout your praise forever. I was made to worship. I was made to bless. You are created to worship. To worship him. You are created to bless his name. Increase your praises. And I believe the Lord is saying this to us as a church. Individually increase. Let's increase our praises. Start to praise him and just dance before him. Worship him, adore him, give him praise. Thank him for the thing that he has done for you. Learn to do that. I will bless the Lord, what? At all times. And I must say, especially when things, you know, most people, when things are not, they not seem to be working out, they withdraw, they complain. They say, look at this, look at that. And that is where Satan wants you to be. Those who complain, go down. Those who praise, what? Because they're lifted up. Because his praise will come down and it will not remain there. It will lift you up. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We must not be negative in our approach, negative in our thinking. We must be positive. Shall be in my mouth. Verse number 2. What does it say? My soul shall make its boast where? In my family, in what I have, in my bank account, in what, my. Do you know that I'm a prince? Do you know that I'm a princess? But do you know that I'm not even just a prince? I'm a king. Boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear of it and be what? And be glad. And then verse number 3. Oh! And let us what? Exalt his name together. Don't magnify those problems. Don't magnify the situation. Don't magnify those things. Oh, you know what I'm going through? No. Don't magnify it. Don't let Satan steal your joy. Because if Satan cannot steal your joy, Satan cannot keep your goods. If you allow situation to steal your joy, he will keep your goods. Because that is what he's after. He's after your joy. He's after your happiness. By the time he will attack, he will do this, he will say that, he will arrange this. He wants you to what? Your shoulders to draw. He wants you to what? To become sad. He wants you to what? You are not, oh, you are so down. You are focused on that situation. Change your focus and put your focus on Jesus. The Bible says, looking unto who? Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, what? Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name, what? Together. Continue. I saw the Lord and what? Before seeking the Lord, he said, let us what? Magnify him. Then I now saw the Lord and he what? Heard me. And he delivered me from what? From some of my fears. All my fears. Let me finish it with, this is my favorite. I love it. Jeremiah 30 from verse number 19. Jeremiah 30 from verse number 19. Praise God. I love to praise God. I've never been able to join any worship team or choir. But I'm telling you, I just love to praise God. I just love to praise God. In fact, my daughters were telling me that it was actually at the conference. They said, Dad, some anointing must have actually descended on you because it's one of the first times that you took a song and you didn't sing it out of key. Is that because when you take the song, you just go like this? I said, you are what? I'm singing to a key that you are not listening to. It's called the key of the Most High. You just follow me. Amen. And that is why I've not joined your worship team practice. Amen. But I can sing on my own. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's called making a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Amen. Is God hearing me? Absolutely. Is he enjoying it? Absolutely. He may say he's out of key, but he's not out of key in heaven. Heaven is not there. I say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. They said the first time you took the song and you didn't get it out of key. I said, you don't worry. You just follow any key that I follow and it will be fine. In Jesus' name. Amen. Then out of them shall what? Proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. Are we what? Oh, if you can increase your praise, God will multiply you. If we will increase our praise, God will multiply us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and I will multiply them. They shall not be what? They shall not diminish. I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Now let's go to the next verse. The next verse now says, and their children also shall be what? As before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. God says, I will take over your battle. Why don't you allow him to fight your battle for you? Why are you trying to fight on your own? But all he's asking to do is just be thanking me. Say, and I will start to fight your battle. Just be thanking me, and I will take over. Their children also shall be as what? As before. And their congregation shall be what? What does that mean? That means when they gather, they are recognized in heaven. And I'll punish all who oppress them. Can you give it to me in New Living Translation? New Living Translation. New Living Translation. What does it say? And the Lord gave what? Gave another. And there will be what? There will be joy. And what now? Songs of thanksgiving. There will be joy and songs of thanksgiving. And I will multiply my people and make them a great and honored nation. Are you trusting God for a job? Increase your praise. Are you trusting God for a particular breakthrough? Increase your praise. And though you can take that as a prophetic word to somebody, when you're trusting God regarding a job, he said, increase your praise. And then number two, you're trusting God regarding that child. You're guarding that child. That child is giving you concern. That child is giving you some concern. And you've been praying about it. You do not like the direction the child is going. It's become a big concern for you. And you've prayed and you've called, but say, Lord, I've not seen any change. The Lord is saying, no, you start to praise me and I will step into the issue and the situation. And I will see the turnaround. See the turnaround. And number three, concerning your business. And you're saying, Lord, I want to see more of you. Increase your praise. Three things. Number one, your job. Trusting God for a job, increase your praise. If you learn to praise him and praise and praise and praise him, you know, instead of being weighed down by the situation, you just say, no, I'm not going to allow anything to weigh me down. I'm going to, what? Oh, putting on the garment of praise. The garment of praise. You start to just praise and praise and praise. Number two, and then if you trust in God concerning the child, and say, I don't like the direction of this child. This, the way this thing has been going, increase your praise. Number three, concerning your business. And if I didn't even mention your situation, it's still the same principle. Just increase your praise. Increase your praise. And that is why I want to say this. I want to appeal to you. Don't miss the time of corporate praise and worship. It's important that you're doing it at home, doing it in your car, doing it. But when we gather like this, it's important that we are all praising him together. Because I know the next step where God is taking us is this. I will not have to be laying a lot of hands on people. As we're praising, you see sicknesses fly out of the window. As we're praising, you see the presence of God descend. As we're praising, you see God move and manifest. As we're praising, you hear answers to questions you've been asking. That is where God is taking us. So if you're missing the praise and worship, you are missing a huge part of the service. And many times the Lord will have come to deliver the answers to the desires of your heart. But because you are not found there, what happens? And then it's like, where are you? Don't come after the prayer. Make sure you are there. In fact, make sure you are there when it started. You are there lifting up your holy hand. You are there praising him. And you see God manifest. You hear him. You hear him speak to you very clearly. Because our praise and worship is going to take another dimension here. Because it will be accompanied with more and more of angelic presence. Angels descending. Angels ascending. Descending from the throne, bringing answers. Ascending, taking your request to heaven. Which you have not even mentioned, but because you are just praising God. You're just praising God. You're just praising God. You see him move. You see him move. You see him move. And it says, because out of them shall proceed joy, songs of thanksgiving. And I will start to multiply my people and make them a great and honored nation. Verse number 20. And what will happen? And their children. Can you see? Your songs of praise, your songs of joy, your songs of thanksgiving. And God said, I will move regarding your children. Your children, they will prosper as they did long ago. I will establish them as a nation before me, and I will punish anyone who what? Anyone who hurts them. This is God saying, I will do the fighting. You praise me and leave the rest to me. Father, we want to thank you. I want you to just rise upon your feet. And can you just start to thank him? And start to thank him. Just thank him. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Just worship him. Just worship him. Just adore him. Just adore him. Just adore him. Just adore him. Makasholo maseketeli mashorokate. Rima canto tolo paseke shelly pasekete. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. You just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Just thank him. Thank him for that job. Thank him for that job. Thank him for that job. Thank him, thank him, thank him for that business. Thank him for that child. Just thank him. Thank him for that turnaround. Thank him. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Just give him praise. Oh, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Just thank him, just thank him, just thank him, just thank him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. 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 Oh, thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Just appreciate him. Just appreciate him. In Jesus' name we prayed. And if you don't have a relationship with him, I want you to go before God. Somebody say, but what is relationship? I don't understand. It's just an indication that you don't really know him. But you can do that tonight, this morning, this day, by just go before God and say, Lord, come into my heart. I want to know you better. I want to have a relationship with you. I want you to do that because relationship is the currency of the spirit. Relationship is the foundation to receiving from God. If you don't have relationship, I'm telling you, you cannot really. Yes. Relationship is so vital. Relationship is so important. Go before God, you know, between you and the Lord this morning and say, Lord Jesus, I've just come to you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Oh, go before him. Oh, mahati lima shoro pakali pasekete. Makala posoko sholo pasekete. Oh, Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Can we just worship him right now? If the worship team are not ready, we just... I want us to just take this song to just worship him. Yes. Let's just act on what we've just heard this morning.
I abandon every distraction. My attention is set on you. My devotion, Jesus, my portion. My affection is set on you.
I was made for your embrace. We were made for him. I was made to worship. I was made to bless your name. To worship, I was made to bless your name.